Welcome, everyone, to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer today, Mr. Logan Landers. And joining me to talk some college football, Roll Tide, Alabama today, is my guy, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How you doing today, sir?
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
Hey, can't complain one bit, man. Talking some football on this great Wednesday afternoon. Ready to talk about some Alabama Crimson Tide. And man, they are just waiting and chomping at the bits for Georgia to hopefully go down this year. We know the past 2 years, Bama has been, we'll say, down in the dumps a little bit. They've still done really well. But as we've seen in previous years and eras and generations, not nearly the success that they wanted. And that is being number one and being on top. Before we get into it, if you enjoyed the video today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We have thousands upon thousands of episodes on our podcast, on Facebook, and on YouTube. Just go and scroll through. Just type in whatever your favorite team is, whatever your most hated team is. We'll get some maybe some in-depth look at that. And check us out, like I said, on Facebook and on YouTube. Just a ton of episodes over the years on this show. Let's talk about Alabama coming into this year. I'll be handling the offense. Mr. Turner, a little bit later on, will be covering the defense. We all know the big question mark around Alabama coming into this 2023 season is going to be Bryce Young. He is no longer there. He is gone. He has left. He is moving on. And it's going to be interesting, Mr. Turner. It's going to be interesting. He's going to Carolina, face off against the Falcons a handful of times this year. But now it's time for the Jalen Milroe show. How is he going to do? Last year, got a little bit of work in. 31 of 53 in terms of his completions and his attempts. Just a tick under 300 in terms of his yards. 58.5 completion percentage. 5 touchdowns, but 3 interceptions. Also was sacked a handful of times as well. So is he going to be that next guy who steps up for Alabama? And, you know, we've seen with Bama here in the last couple of years, you know, with Jalen Hurts, as we just mentioned with Bryce Young, quarterbacks has really been their strong suit. When in years past, they were definitely more of a run-heavy team. You got, you know, the Mark Ingrams of the world and Jahmyr Gibbs, who I'll talk about here in a second, how they were just absolute bruisers right there. But you got to think, Jalen Milroe, is this going to be his team coming into this year, or a guy like Ty Simpson? Is he going to maybe step up and take over that role later on? It remains to be seen. We just talked about Georgia and how their team is going to be coming into this year with Carson Beck. Kind of the same with Jalen Milroe, is that big question mark around the brand new starter coming into this year. Let's go to the running backs. Jahmyr Gibbs, absolute wonderful year last year in his lone season at Bama, 151 carries for 926 yards with 7 touchdowns on the season. He's now going to be doing his thing with the Detroit Lions and Dan Campbell biting off some kneecaps in the NFL this year. That leads Jace McClellan. He's going to be coming in. He had a really good year last year also as the backup. 112 carries on the season, 655 in terms of yardage, solid 5.8 average with 7 touchdowns as well. I definitely think he's going to get a heavier dose of snaps this year. You're going to be seeing the ball a little bit more as opposed to last year, just because, like I said, we're not sure how these new quarterbacks are going to be able to perform for Bama this upcoming season. Let's roll over onto the running back, see what's going to be happening, or the wide receivers. We all know Jermaine Burton. He's come back for his senior season. Absolute tremendous wide receiver role for him. 40 catches last season, a little bit over 600 yards. A solid, Mr. Turner, 16.9 average per catch. That is insane, with 7 touchdowns as well. It'll be interesting to see if he can reproduce what he did last year. And joining him is his partner in crime coming into his junior year now. And that, of course, Mr. Ja'Cory Brooks. A little bit, one less reception. He had 39 of the year, 674 yards, 17.3 average. So got him a little bit there and also had 8 touchdowns. These two guys were bright spots for Bama last year on the offense. You could toss it to either of those guys and they were going to get up and go and grab the ball. They were tremendous last year. We'll see if they can duplicate what they did last year as those two titans out there on the wide receiving corps. You also have a guy, Kobe Prentice, coming into his sophomore year. Did really well last year. 31 catches, 337, with 2 touchdowns for the season. And, of course, we've got to see, though. I think the big question is going to be, what are they going to do with their tight end position? Because Cameron Latau, he is no longer with the team. He has gotten drafted. He's going to be rolling with behind George Kittle and the San Francisco 49ers this upcoming season. So we'll see what happens there. Another wide receiver who could have another good year is Tre'Shaun Holden. Last year, Holden 25 grabs, over 300 yards, We'll see if he can ramp up his production. Also had 6 touchdowns on the year. So I think the wide receiving core is going to definitely help out Jalen Milroe this upcoming season. They're really going to have to rely on him. I don't know if he's it's going to be interesting to see if they're going to be doing long balls, if they're going to be doing kind of short slant passes, maybe early on in the year to get him comfortable. It remains to be seen. And also, like I mentioned, the tight end position. Who is going to step up? Who is going to be that guy to really help out on this team? Like I said, besides Cameron Latau, they have some other guys, but they haven't really done anything of note this upcoming year. So it remains to be seen. Let's take a look at the big guys up front, of course, on the offensive line. Left tackle, you've got Elijah Pritchett. Left guard, you're bringing in Darian Dalcourt. Right there up front in the center, you got our boy Seth McLaughlin. Tyler Brooker is at the right guard. And J.C. Latham right there at the right tackle spot. So we'll see what Bama can do. We know that they are always going to have a solid offense regardless of who they plug and play. And I think that Jalen Milroe, I think he'll have a good first year. I don't know if you're going to see his full potential in year one under Helm, but I do think that Jalen Milroe is going to have a slew of really good wide receivers that he can throw to and a very good running back duo in the backfield to help him out. Mr. Turner, talk about this Crimson Tide defense, sir.
I got 2 points to make today here on 100 Yards Football. Roll Tide to all the Crimson Tide fans out there. Roll Tide one more time. I'm asking myself, where's the production Alabama's going to have to replace with Will Anderson gone to the NFL? 58 total tackles for loss in his career, 34.5 sacks. Then number two, if you look at Alabama's defense last year, even though they finished 12th in total defense in the country, they finished first in pass efficiency. One game goes back in my mind from last season, the University of Tennessee. They gave up 6 receptions to Jalin Hyde, who's now with the New York Giants, for 207 yards, and Jalin Hyde had 5 touchdowns, and Hendon Hooker went 21 of 30 for 385 yards. And I got to thinking when I was looking at the Tide defense last night, that wasn't Alabama's defense play over the years. Even back in the late 70s when they had Warren Lyles, Marty Lyons, Wayne Hamilton, Barry Krause, Rich Wingo, E.J. Jr., Don McNeil, Jim Bob Harris, Tommy Wilcox, Curtis McGriff, late 70s, they won back-to-back national championships. Then that 2011 defense, they had Marv Byrne, Dre Kilpatrick, Ha Ha Clint Dix, Courtney Upshaw, Dante Hightower with the New England Patriots, Jesse Williams, D. Milner, who was with the New York Jets, Robert Lester, and C.J. Mosley, who's now starting for the New York Jets on the inside linebacker position. My question is, there's a lot of questions about Alabama defensively playing up to their standards. Who's going to be the next big man up rushing the passer? Dallas Turner said at SEC Media Day, he's going to be the next big guy that's going to stand up. He's got talent. Last year, he had 4.5 sacks. Chris Braswell has been there for 4 years, came out of highly recruited Baltimore, Maryland. It's your time to step up, Mr. Chris Braswell. But I like Alabama on the D-line. Janine Oates. It's the next big guy that's coming up out of Columbia, Mississippi. Went to the same high school as Walter Payton and Eddie Payton. We know them, Jackson State. Then Tim Smith is a very experienced defensive tackle. Then at the linebacker position, Dante Lawson. It's his time to step up. The next C.J. Mosley. And finally, in the secondary, they got what a lot of people are saying, especially on the NFL draft boards, Kool-Aid McKenzie. One of the most outstanding football players in America. A lot of people are saying he's a top 10 corner. Then you think about they got Malachi Moore that's returning. He's played a lot of football there for him. But the guy I'm excited about their whole defense is Caleb Downs. Big time 5-star recruit out of the Georgia area up there in the Buford. Went to Mill Creek last year. Ended his career with 19 interceptions, 43 pass breakups, over 57 career games. Definitely the most talented safety in the country on the high school level. Then you're thinking about Kevin Steele coming back as the D coordinator. This is second stint. Pete Golden went on to Ole Miss. But when I look at this Alabama defense and you think about Nick Saban, he already know last year that wasn't up to Alabama standards playing defense. He's got some very, very special players Alabama's still going to recruit at a high level. It's like the University of Georgia. I see Alabama bouncing back. And if they defense play up in the top 10 level, Alabama will be back in the college football playoff series, and they win the SEC West.
Yes, sir, and we will see what happens this upcoming year. As we know, Bama has been running roughshod over the SEC and the NCAA for, the last 15, close to 20 years now, and we'll see if they can get back on top. Georgia's been a pain in their side for a little bit of time now, but like I said, we just talked about Georgia. We're talking about Bama, two of the premier places to go if you're a college football fan, player. We all know what these teams are about. Like I said, highly decorated recruits, great coaching staffs, and another season right around the corner for some tremendous football action. Mr. Turner, please give your final thoughts, sir, about this Alabama Crimson Tide 2023 season.
As I mentioned last year, when you look at Alabama, they didn't play up to their standards defensively. And especially under the Nick Saban team, when have you seen them give up to certain player at the wide receiver position? Last year, Jalin Hyde, 6 receptions, 207 yards, 5 touchdowns. Hendon Hooker, 21 of 30, 385 yards. That doesn't never happen at Alabama, especially under Nick Saban. And I go back to another point, as I brought up earlier. Who's going to be the next man up? Because they lost an outstanding football player from McDonough, Georgia, Mr. Will Anderson. And what I'm hearing, he's doing his thing down there in Houston. Very impressive guy. 58 tackles for loss last year in his career, 34.5 sacks. That guy right there was probably one of the top two dominant players in the last 3 years in his career playing college football on the defensive side of the ball. Who's going to be the next guy up? Dallas Turner? Or Chris Braswell? Or Caleb Downs? If Alabama gets a good play from their defense and they become a top 10 defense, Bama will restore the accountability down in Tuscaloosa and win the SEC West, and they will be back in the college football playoff series. Roll Tide.
Yes, sir. Mr. Turner, Roll Tide. We will see how Coach Saban can do with the Alabama Crimson Tide coming into this 2023 season. We want to hear your thoughts. Please leave a comment under our episode on Facebook or YouTube. Also, like it and share it to all your friends, family, and close ones out there. Let us know what you think about this team. Will Alabama get back on top? Will they fall short just a little bit this season? It remains to be seen. We want to hear from you, our fans. We appreciate you for all the continued love and support you've given the show over the years. Once again, to my co-host, my analyst, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, appreciate you coming on the show and always talking some tremendous football stats and action with me. I've been your host and producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Enjoy the rest of your night, rest of your day, rest of your night, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you then.